What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Added episode 8, Sean Walker Culture Show. We got a good report for you this week. The Allen Yellow Jackets went 2-0 on this past weekend, so we're going to discuss that with our man, Sean. You see him in the picture here right now. Brother Sean, how you doing, my good brother?
Doing pretty good. Just, trying to recuperate from a stressful weekend and get ready for another weekend coming up. So doing well. Happy to be here.
No doubt, and that's Sean Fort Valley, man. I know it's the same thing. We keep talking about it. Up by 27 and let the lead get a little closer than you wanted to get. But the good thing about the game was there's only 12 turnovers, which is very good for your team, and we both know that. So about being able to still get play the right way to get up that big, but still get the spike, letting the lead get a little bit closer.
Yeah, well, Fort Valley is a very, very formidable opponent. When I came out of the locker room and saw them with my naked eye for the first time, I couldn't believe how big, how much size they had. They're a really, really big team. We were able to do some good things. I think we were down 2-0, and we were able to do a lot of good things all the way through the first 34 minutes of the game. We were in control of the game. Our defense was really good. We rebounded the ball well. We took care of it. Took quality shots at the basket, and we still made an enormous amount of mistakes. Particularly up 10 in the first half, and we should have probably been up 20 or so. So, this team that I have is, it's unique. God gave them to me, and I'm trying to use them. I'm trying to let the Lord use me with them. We're not accustomed to being up big like that. So now there's another learning curve that we need to make in order to take another step and move this cheese.
No doubt, man. I know, like, it's funny you say that, Shaw, because the team I work for has a hard time with leads, too. We get up and the lead just slips away. And I don't know if it's human nature that you took off the gas and you let up. I don't know. But it's like, you got to keep doing what we were doing. Put them out there, music. Make them wave the white flag. And don't put in all the benches and the defense you have, you know. Don't let them stay close with playing loose ball. I see your team, the team I work for, it's like, it's a common thing that the lead gets evaporates because I guess we got to stay doing what we're doing to get the lead. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, one of the things that we always need to pay close attention is trying to figure out, I'm trying to impress this upon my team, is how did we get this lead, all right? And if we all the things that we did to get the lead, why would we do anything different, all right? And that takes a lot of maturity. You have to be mature in the fact that you don't get helter-skelter, you don't start playing individually, you stay connected as a group. Through the good and the bad. And when it's good and you don't stay connected, it turns bad. And when it's bad and you don't stay connected, it gets worse. So this is where we are as a group. This is a learning phase for us. And we have to embrace teaching and motivating and edifying through that learning phase for us to continue to grow as a group.
And Demetri Patterson against Fort Valley had 18-10. And I know that's one guy who you definitely depend on and trust to give you good minutes every time he's out there. It's about Demetri doing that against that size Fort Valley that Montez has on 18-10.
Yeah, well, Demetri caught the starting role with two guys that were suspended that normally play in those spots. They were suspended through team violation. And Demetri was the only five man that we had available that night, to be honest with you. Man, he did an awesome job, man. I have to give credit to our guards for, you know, giving him the ball. With Demetri, basically, you know, he rebounds the ball. He plays tough. We always know he's going to play tough and play hard. And he had an enormous night for us that shows us what the future is going to be like for him once the mental part of the game and the physical connect with him. This is really, in turn, his first year playing college basketball. He was on the team at Mount Olive a year ago and didn't play much. As a matter of fact, didn't even take a shot attempt in his entire freshman season. And so I was really proud of his performance and proud of he's a great kid. Like he's a great young man. And so I was happy for him, also proud of his performance.
No doubt. It's also about staying ready too. Young man, I know he don't quite have it all together yet for his mental part of the game, but the young man in his own way, he stayed ready. Opportunity and capitalize on it. And I'm pretty sure that's going to earn him some more minutes going down the stretch here, just seeing that, hey, when he was needed, he stepped up to the plate for you guys.
No question about it. I mean, he is certainly a young man who is positive all the time. He's just a great young person, man. He's you know, Demetri is the young man that you want that any dad or a mom would want their daughter to come home with from college. You know, he's super smart, quiet, to himself about his business, and when his time has arisen, he's done a really good job at that.
And also that game, Deshaun had 8 assists on two turnovers. I mean, for that young man to have that game, for a Valley, the length they have, 8 assists, 2 turnovers. Think about him in that game, his development, just playing the right way, and be able to use that game as teaching tool for him as he goes forward his career out.
Yeah, G-Sean's important to us, man. We kind of go as G-Sean goes. We respect a lot of him. He manages the game for us. We need him to manage the game. We need him to get to the basket and score some. We need him to get the ball to people. We need him to just set the tone for us defensively. We ask him to do a lot for us. And, you know, Demetri was the recipient of quite a few of those assists that G-Sean had the other night. And so, you know, we need G-Sean to perform. And if he does not perform, we're not as good. And a lot of times when he struggles are the times that we find ourselves in these pickles where we can't sustain leads. So it's not all his fault, don't get me wrong. But, you know, we certainly know that when we're good, he's good. And when we're not as good, we need him to play better.
No doubt. And last night, Albany State, up by 24 on those. They got out to a 5-0, nothing lead, up by 24. gap too close, a little too close to be confident, down by 2 points. So give me your assessment of that game's offer you stated, what Coach Gale and his boys did after trying to come back against you guys, man.
Now, I'll tell you, last night, you know, Coach Gale, they were very prepared. They were very, very prepared for us. And it's a testament to Coach Gale's, you know, tutelage to his team. In that first half, we dominated Albany. That may have been the best defensive showing of a team that I've coached in years. All right. And we stayed in front and we had shot clock violations. We turned them over. We rebounded the ball. We got out in transition. We played as perfect of a half as we could. We had 37 points in the first half. We only gave up 18 and we gave up probably 7 or 8 free throws. So we were really, really in a good place. Almost one of those times where a coach doesn't want halftime to happen. You want to kind of keep playing through halftime. And we go off at halftime and come back. And of course they made a three, start the game, made a couple threes and they were playing zone. And then we figured out the zone and made a couple threes. We go up 24 and all of a sudden we take a bad shot. We take another bad shot and we shoot the ball too quick. And we just forgot how and what we do to get a lead. And then on the 8-minute timeout, it's 11-point game. On the 4-minute timeout, it's a 4-point game. And with 20 seconds on the clock, it's a 2-point game. And we throw the ball away. And so Albany's got it to go up with 20-plus seconds on the clock. And anyway, we end up able to hold on and win the game. And it's just one of those things where this team, this is something that we struggle with. We struggle mightily with being successful right now. That's what I call it. We struggle mightily. We need to be up 27 under 4 minutes to win a game by 10. You know, opposed to being up 20, 27, being up 24, 25, being up 24. We've never been there. We haven't been there this year. You know, the last two games, we've been up 20 points. And both of those games, you know, we really needed the clock to go down so we could finish. And, you know, we've lost, you know, we lost to Tuskegee up 11 with under 3 minutes on the clock. So we've had this problem all year. You know, I'm going to take the credit for it. I have to coach them better. Right now, I'm not 100% sure what I need to do, but I just know that I need to do something so that we can finish games better. And so, you know, it doesn't get any easier. We'll take the day off and get back tomorrow and start figuring out how to make that happen.
And I know you, this is a thing for you, man. At least you made clutch free throws late. And that's something that we've all talked about this year as well a little bit. Making clutch free throws late is still in the game off because you know, both know that go the wrong way sometimes for anything.
Well, we made some free throws last night. You know, Malik Lacewell is our best shooter. He didn't have his great shooting night last night. We put him on the foul line at the end of the game. He did miss one there at the end that would have sealed the game, and we fighting for our life there at the end, up three. G-Sean went to the foul line, would have put the game in 2-possession game and missed the front end of a 1-1. He went to the foul line prior to that, made 1 of 2. In that last 6 minutes of the game, we broke down all the way. I mean, we were a broken basketball team mentally and emotionally. We have to figure out how to be tougher in those moments. You know, if you get up, you deserve to win. So you got to figure out how to sustain and not start watching the clock and looking to see if the clock goes down, but play until the clock goes down. We have a major problem with that, and we got to finish these games better with making free throws and getting stops and finishing play and just executing better. You know, we have a long ways to go, but we're moving in the right direction.
Yes, yes, indeed, and thank God it's still January. That's what we get today. And also last night, another double for McAdoo, another double for that young man, Sean. So talk about what he did. I saw him last night, brother.
All right, you know, this is another phenomenal young person, man. He's done a lot. Last year when I came in and met him the first time, we talked and I told him, man, I'm not bringing you back to play the three. I'm bringing you back to play the four. All right. And he said, okay. And he's found his niche and found his way of not only getting on the floor, but staying on the floor. make layups, shoot open short jump shots, sustain from remove the dribble from your game, and play inside the paint. Go to the glass on both ends of the floor. Just defend. He's our glue guy. I mean, he's a glue guy, and we need him. He's a safe bet for us at the four spot. Like, he's a safe bet for us, you know, defending. And he had a great task last night. I think the young man that he guarded last night, can't think of his name right now, number 44 from Albany. He's going to probably be freshman of the year. He's averaging 12.5 points a game. He's averaging 11 rebounds a game. He had 25 on Saturday against Benedict. He had 6 points last night. And that's a testament to how Tariq guarded him and stayed in front of him and fought and scratched and clawed. And then he has a double-double, 12 and 11, 12 points in a 63-point game. It's a lot of points, you know. So very happy, man, about how he has developed. Almost wish we could have him back for another year, because he's a quiet assassin. He goes about his business. He doesn't talk a lot. He doesn't have a lot of antics to his game. He's just out there by this young man. It's about his business. And I really love that kid.
And Talon Jones had a great night for you too last night as well. And talk about him, Sean, as well. You see what's off him as well, brother.
Talon is unique, man. So, you know, we got Talon, very fortunate to have Talon. Talon was the Region 10 Junior College Player of the Year 2 years at Cape Fear Community College. Big time score. Just a big time score, big time player. And we were able to get him late. And I actually thought that he was going to be able to come in and give us 15, 16, or 17 a night. And he hadn't been able to do that at yet. And he has a phenomenal, great attitude about coaching and makes a lot of mistakes, you know. And one thing, I looked at the stat sheet last night and saw he had 11 points and was our second leading scorer. And I'm like, wow, man, where'd that come from? You know, because he's a bona fide scorer. We need to be able to give it to him a little bit even more to score. But, you know, right now he's still learning how to play, learning how I want him to play, trying to get his, make himself comfortable here late in the year. So I'm kind of excited what's going to happen with him, you know, a year from now, next year. But we need him to come out and score, give us some meaningful contributions. And he did a great job last night and continues to improve every day.
No doubt. And then you got to go across the street on Saturday here and play Benedict for the rivalry weekend. As you prepare this week, man, I know Benedict can make some shots over there and get going. So making sure to keep on telling your team, man, don't let them make a shot discourage you coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, well, Benedict as a team, as I'm studying them, is shooting 36% from the three-point line as a team. That is outlandish. That is, you know, they've got really good players. They have a lot of good players, you know. Asante Price is a local kid from here that started his career at Georgia Tech and North Carolina Central and is now back at Benedict. He actually comes off the bench. He's leading them, averaging almost 17 a game. Man, they've got the preseason player of the year over there. I think the young man's name is, I don't know his name right now, but number 30 over there, he's preseason player of the year. You got two players like that. My I've always said you need two in a possible to win a championship. And they're obviously started the year 14-0. They've lost two of the last three games, but they'll be super ready for Allen on Saturday. And, it'll be a big task for us. This will be a large piece of the cookie to chew. But we'll be ready. We'll go over there and compete and, you know, be ready to tackle this challenge. I mean, you can't have a rivalry unless two teams beat each other, right? And so from what I've gathered, that Allen has not beaten Benedict since 1986. So that's not a true rivalry. We need to try to start this rivalry by winning one. And so hopefully we'll go over there and fight the best we can and see where we are.
No doubt. Well, hopefully that some Allen fans over there with you. You all played well and job done. And I know you want to tell me how's your son doing, man. I know he got injured. We was up there in Clarksville. How's he doing, man?
We just got back to play. He's played in two games now. I was there on Sunday to watch him a little bit. So he's just trying to work his way back and trying to fit into the new mold that, you know, Coach Prone and his staff has right now. So he's just fighting his way back. So, you know, I'm excited and happy for him just to be back on the floor and being able to play. And, you know, as long as he go to class and finish that master's degree, you know, that's the most important piece for me. He decided to leave Mercer. The expectation is you finish your education, and he's going to do that. And he's doing great, and he's playing decent ball. So I'd like to see him make a couple more shots, but you know, that's for his coach to make the determination. I know I coach my team, and they coach their team. So I'm dad over there. I'm going to watch and be a spectator. So, but he's doing well.
No doubt, folks. That was later, Sean Walker Show. We'll catch you next week on Sean Walker Show. Anything about Allen basketball you want to know, AEL Jackets, check them out, Allen basketball on Twitter and Instagram. We out.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.